Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to consider maybe the greatest story ever told. It's a story about planet Earth. How did the planet come to be? How did it come to change every kind of dramatic special effect you could possibly imagine, to be able to host life at all, let alone human life? There's a new book by a very prominent geologist at Harvard, who Andrew Knoll is the professor of natural history at Harvard University. We will be joined by him in just a moment. He has a brand new book, which is completely fascinating. And it shouldn't be, because if somebody said to me I would be really compelled by a book about geology, my interest in geology has always been kind of well under control. But A Brief History of Earth is fascinating, and we will get to it. There's also more breaking news, and it goes to the basic point that we've been talking about this week. We played for you a couple of times the statement by Ken Burns, the historian, the documentarian, who says this is the most fraught moment in American history, the most tense, in other words, the one most invested with problems, where everything seems to be flipping out of control. And again, I think it's false. I think this is a challenging moment, and there are a lot of challenging problems. But if you compare this even to the late 60s, early 70s, where things really began to change, and it was frankly after Nixon resigned and Gerald Ford was president, and we celebrated the bicentennial in 1976. And then, of course, when President Reagan became president in 1980, it did begin to feel like morning in America. Things changed for the better. Well, not yet. Not now. There's this story that I think is worth sharing, because when people think about what our problems are in the country, I think they need to take more focus on people who are so deeply alienated, so deeply disconnected from our country and what we mean, who we are, that you end up with stories like this. This just breaking, angered by the results of the 2020 presidential election, two men in Northern California plotted for months to blow up the state Democratic Party headquarters in Sacramento, according to federal authorities. The men, who faced conspiracy and weapons charges, consulted with an anti-government paramilitary organization, hoping to start a, quote, movement that could keep former President Donald J. Trump in power. The using encrypted messaging apps, they discussed various targets that they meant to blow up, including the governor's mansion in Sacramento, as well as Twitter and Facebook offices, so say the court documents on this case. Ian Benjamin Rogers, 45, texted to his colleague Jared Copeland, who was 37, "I want to blow up a Democrat building bad. Real bad." What kind of Democrat building? Mr. Rogers was arrested on January 15th on state weapons charges after a search of his home and businesses found some 50 firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition, and five live pipe bombs, court papers said. He has been held in jail in Napa County since his arrest. black powder pipes and other bomb-making material, as well as various military manuals like the U.S. Army Improvised Munitions Handbook, were also found. Mr. Copeland, the other guy, was arrested at the end of last week on Thursday when he and Mr. Rogers were indicted in federal court in San Francisco on charges of conspiring to attack the Democratic Party headquarters. Mr. Rogers also faces federal weapons charges. Mr. Copeland is accused of obstruction of justice charges and is suspected of erasing his communication about the plot after he learned that Mr. Rogers had been arrested. Sounds sensible. The charges of conspiracy to commit arson carry potential jail sentences of up to 20 years. In late November, according to the indictment, the two men began using text messages to discuss possible Democratic targets. They mentioned George Soros, a high-profile donor, before settling on the Democratic headquarters in Sacramento. A month later, Mr. Copeland messaged to say he had contacted an anti-government paramilitary group with the aim of gathering support for their, quote, movement. The two groups he mentioned seeking for help were the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters. Court papers said both Mr. Copeland and Mr. Rogers had been previously affiliated with the Three Percenters, whose name is based on the false premise, and it is false, that just 3% of American colonists fought the British in the Revolutionary War. What they're talking about with that 3% thing is that John Adams said, and most historians question him now, that at the time of the Revolution, and he was one of the leaders of the Revolution, only a third of the people supported the Revolution and supported independence. A third of Americans opposed it, which is entirely possible, and a third didn't care and were in the middle and undecided. But not 3%. It's not possible that you can wage a war where you lose 25,000 patriots fighting for your side in the Revolutionary War they did with only 3% of the population. In text messages, Mr. Rogers said, and this is quite different from Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers said the two men should begin their attacks right after the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden on January 20th. In one of the texts obtained by the federal agents, Mr. Rogers wrote, quote, "The Democrats need to pay." In reference to Mr. Trump, he added, "I hope 45 goes to war. If he doesn't, I will." Mr. Copeland from Vallejo joined the military in December 2013, but was arrested on desertion charges in both 2014 and 2016 when he received a dishonorable discharge, the court papers said. The two men discussed the probability that they would be labeled terrorists, but waved off the issue. "We will get tagged as domestic terrorists," Mr. Copeland wrote at one point. Mr. Rogers responded, "Like I care what we are labeled," adding, "I just hope our actions will make others to get involved." This is two guys, and they are two guys who are in custody and probably are not going to be able to realize any of their crazed plans. But when people are writing like this and accumulating this level of weaponry, no, I don't think this shows that domestic terrorism is the greatest threat we face now. But it's got to be a threat. I hope, will not be threatened by more connection difficulties. I do look forward to speaking at some point this hour to Professor Andrew Knoll about a brief history of Earth, coming up on the MedVet Show.
I just wanted to call and throw my 2 cents in.
The Michael Medved Show.
Ah! Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, as promised, very pleased and proud to speak to Andrew Knoll, who is the Fisher Professor of Natural History at Harvard. He is a prominent geologist. He spent some 20 years on the science team for NASA's Mars Exploration Rover mission. He's an author of a previous bestseller called Life on a Young Planet. And the new book is called A Brief History of Earth, 4 billion years in 8 chapters. Now, that's a lot of action packed into just 8 chapters. Dr. Knoll, a great pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. Appreciate it.
Okay, first of all, just so people understand, what overwhelming percentage of what we know about the history of Earth occurred before there was any indication of life on this collection of rock and dust that you describe in your book?
Well, that's a good question, and the difficulty in answering it is that on the one hand, our planet writes its own history in rocks as they get deposited through time, but erosion is erasing that history with one hand, even though it's being written with the other. And once you get back to the early Earth, we actually run out of a rock record about 4 billion years ago. So by the time we pick up a rock record, life is already there. So that tells us that life must have begun very early in our planet's history.
And in terms of very early in our planet's history, you also indicate, and I did not know this, and it may be my ignorance, that Earth was not chipped off from some other kind of astral body, that it was collected through dust and scraps of things floating around. Why do we believe that?
Well, there's a lot of evidence for that, and some of the bric-a-brac from that never really accreted into planets still exists in the form of the asteroid belt and other places where there are small things that sometimes visit Earth as meteorites. So basically, it's by looking carefully and examining meteorites that we can actually reconstruct the early history of the solar system, and without question, Earth and the other planets actually accreted from larger and larger particles.
And one of the things that I think a lot of people will be surprised to find out in this book is how inhospitable to human life the planet Earth was, comparably inhospitable to Venus or Mars?
Well, at least for human life, for the first half just about of our planet's history, there was no oxygen in the atmosphere. So you and I would have lasted maybe a couple of minutes had we been placed there. So, you know, in some ways, the interesting thing about Earth history is that we've only lived on a planet that could support human life in the sense of the physical necessities for that for really only the last 15% of Earth history.
And that's fragile, you say, the ability to support human life. Are we showing ourselves to have the foresight to protect the viability of Earth as a home for human beings?
Well, that's a very important question, and the optimist in me says we are turning a corner. Now, the question is whether we are turning a corner too late. I don't think that global change, as we all understand it, is happening around us, that is going to eliminate human beings as a whole. But it's not going to make life any easier. I mean, if you live in the southwestern United States, you should be very worried about the rate at which aridity is increasing. If you're a fisherman, you should be very worried by the fact that a majority of the world's commercial fisheries are threatened or worse. So there's all sorts of things changing right now. Basically, all of them relate to human activities. And the big question is, will we as a society have the courage and determination to really mitigate global change?
Okay. Basically, you talk about some of the previous struggles to keep life alive and the great die-out that was 252 million years ago. Is that the greatest extinction event that we know about?
Yeah, that's right. And the parallel between that event and the 21st century is very interesting. You know, in the 21st century, largely because of industrial humans. Carbon dioxide levels are going up in the atmosphere. Because of that, the Earth is getting warmer. The pH of the oceans is decreasing, something called ocean acidification. Oxygen is becoming depleted in seawater. And all of that happened 250 million years ago, of course, not because of humans, but because of volcanism a million times greater than anything that we have ever witnessed. And the bad news is, when that event was over, 90% of the species in the oceans had died out.
When you say volcanism, were the volcanoes, were there simply more of them, or were they were larger also?
No, there's some an interesting phenomenon. It's called large igneous events, basically times when single volcanoes kind of go crazy. And in this case, a volcanic fissure in what's now Siberia erupted at remarkable speed and volume, covered an area about the size of Australia to, you know, about a mile and a half thick of basalt, the kind of lavas that we see in Hawaii. So, you know, all of this is part of the Earth's system. Thankfully for us, it doesn't happen that often.
You write that understanding the Earth's backstory helps us appreciate how miraculous the present life-sustaining moment is. You use that term miraculous. Does that have any implications for you that might be of interest to potential readers?
Well, I mean it simply in the sense that the story that leads up to human beings, which is, you know, 4.5 billion years long, is quite a remarkable story. I think it's as good as any novel or anything like that. And I think that, A, by knowing that story, we might actually appreciate how we got to be where we are today and how all the mountains and all the life around us got to be here. And also, knowing that story provides a context for what is happening in the 21st century, because what's happening in this century, and we're living through it, and our children and grandchildren will live with the consequences of it.
This is all very relevant. I won't ask you who's your favorite character in this story, but the book may become a favorite of yours. It is called A Brief History of Earth, and thanks for writing it, Andrew Knoll. We'll be right back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his second full cabinet meeting on Tuesday, where he discussed the importance of Americans getting the coronavirus vaccine in the wake of cases climbing once again across the country.
We have to stay vigilant, especially with the Delta variant that's out there. While COVID-19 cases are rising, virtually all of the COVID deaths and hospitalizations are from unvaccinated people.
That news comes as more than 80% of coronavirus cases in the United States are being linked to the Biden's comments come as more than 80% of coronavirus cases in the United States are being linked to the Delta variant. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to put a bipartisan infrastructure bill up for a big test vote on Wednesday. Bipartisan talks are still underway and no actual bill has been put forth. This is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Michael Medved show, there is a great deal of indignation across the United States about what is called cancel culture. Now, apparently, there is at least a series of reports that suggest that a very popular TikTok star and dancer named Addison Rae is facing a huge backlash and, in fact, facing the real threat of cancellation after a video was posted showing her shaking hands and speaking animatedly, we don't know what she was saying or what he was saying, with President Donald J. Trump. According to reports, the 20-year-old was attending the star-studded UFC fight at 264 in Las Vegas. This was on July 10th. When she saw President Trump, he's not hard to spot, a striking figure, of course, and she appreciated him as he was enjoying the UFC bout between Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier. The video of their meeting was uploaded by YouTube channel Nelk, which showed Addison Rae touching Trump's shoulder, oh no, from behind, before saying, "Hi, I'm Addison, nice to meet you. I have to say hi. Hello, so nice to meet you." The footage, however, did not show what Trump said in return. A person said some of the men who were shown in the video reacting to the meeting said she knows what she's doing. Well, does she really? While many people on the social media platform called for Rae, who has almost 82 million followers on TikTok, to be canceled, there were some who defended her. One of them said, "Oopsies, Addison, your Republican is showing." That was from a comedian and YouTuber named Chris Clemens. And do you say you have that? No, it's, again, the idea that this is a gigantic controversy. First of all, I must confess, I should have known about Addison Rae. I didn't. I have not followed her career. I am not an intense user of TikTok. But one person wrote, Addison Rae, the rich white girl from Louisiana who got famous stealing dances from black creators, is a Trump supporter? For question marks. Never would have guessed. A second one said, Miss Addison Rae, how are you stealing from black creators and shaking hands with Trump and saying, it's so nice to meet you? M, the math ain't mathing. And then another user stated, Addison Rae is a Trump-supporting B-word. Okay, she's 20 years old. She and one of the things that's fascinating here is she is accused of a crime, which is a crime of having voted Republican consistently. The claim was that she had voted Republican in 2014, in 2016 for Trump the first time, and for 2018, and that she had voted those Republican votes in Tarzana, California. But the social media star called the video that explained all of that, her Republican background, fake. And she mentioned, this isn't real. First, I'm from Louisiana, not California. Second, I'm not even registered to vote and never have been. I'm actually going to vote for the first time with someone important, and I'm excited to do so. This is all fake. According to U.S. law, a person is eligible to vote only after turning 18. And in 2014 or 2016, Addison Rae had not reached the age of 18. The idea that this is occupying people's brain cells and that there is an attempt to try to discredit this TikTok star because she was cordial to the former president of the United States. Look, I know that President Trump is a polarizing figure, but for goodness sake, it's basic courtesy. And one can understand the fact that you would be excited to meet a former president of the United States, whoever the former president is. Does that make you somehow a terrible person? And as to her stealing her dance moves from black creators, given the influence and the creativity and the massive contributions from black people to the world of dance in the United States and the whole history of dance, it's kind of hard not to if you're going to be dancing at least part of the basis for your living. Speaking of the basis for your living, Dr. Fauci was talking about the Delta variant and giving some congressional testimony. And here is what he had to say on the reason it's so very dangerous to the United States right now. This is clip 9.
The sobering news that you've already heard of is the fact that we are now challenged with a very difficult and problematic variant referred to as the Delta variant. It has now been detected in at least 90-plus countries throughout the world. The reason it's so formidable is the fact that it has the capability of transmitting efficiently from human to human in an extraordinary manner, well beyond any of the other variants that we've experienced up to now, which has led to its becoming the dominant variant in this country. When I spoke to you last time, it was about 1 to 3% of the variants in the population. Right now, it's gone to over 80%, and in some regions of the country, as high as 90%. That is the troubling news.
And there's good news, however, to balance it. This from Dr. Fauci again.
The fact is that, however, and the importance of vaccination, is that our vaccines that we're using in this country are very effective against this variant, particularly, I point out, to the situation regarding advanced disease leading to hospitalizations and deaths, where it's still well in the 90% of effectiveness.
Okay, and what that means is that basically, in terms of actually having not only help people avoid infection, but avoid the most serious impact of infection, that that the vaccine, even against the Delta variant, has proven itself extremely effective. Not so effective, and not to compare her to a virus, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is leading the cheers for a $3.5 trillion spending spree, and she likes that much better than another potential policy. This is clip three. She's on CNN with Don Lemon.
An enormous progressive victory, not just the number, which we wouldn't have even gotten to $3.5 trillion without the leadership trillion, without the people like Senator Bernie Sanders or Chairman Peter DeFazio, a co-founder of the Progressive Caucus in the House. But we would not have that money going to the things that actually impact people in their everyday lives without the progressive movement as well. And that's why I think it's, you know, very much a progressive victory, because without this movement, we'd be having a bunch of tax cuts and refunds and, you know, the kinds of investments that you may feel 1, 2, 10 years from now, but don't actually directly impact your life in the way that these investments do.
Okay, tax cuts don't directly impact your life. If they are strong enough, they certainly impact the economy. And again, the idea of being proud of spending us $3.5 trillion deeper into debt, that, it seems to me, is extraordinary. Also extraordinary, a declaration by a Democratic senator that fate means Democrats are going to win only Democrats in the future. Coming up. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD Powerful Natural Pain Relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Michael Medved Show, there's a pronouncement by Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois. And by the way, the governor of Illinois has just announced his campaign for re-election. How do we know? Well, because he just put $30 million, it's estimated, of his own money, J.B. Pritzker. But this is not the governor of Illinois we're talking about. We're talking about Senator Dick Durbin, who, of course, is the a Senate Majority Whip right after Chuck Schumer. And he made a claim that voting laws in Republican legislatures are actually intended to overcome the shifting Democratic demographic changes in the United States, which he believes are 100% certain to destroy Republican chances. This is Senator Durbin. Listen.
So there's no argument for changing election and voting laws based on fraud. There certainly is no argument when it comes to the outcome of the election. That was clear, and it has been to everyone except one former president for a long time. And yet the Republicans, when in control of state legislatures, are by design trying to make it more difficult for some people to vote. Why? The answer is very simple. The demographics of America are not on the side of the Republican Party. The new voters in this country are moving away from them, away from Donald Trump, away from their party creed that they preach. And instead, they're moving to be independents or to even vote on the other side. To argue and fight against that, the Republicans in legislative settings are reducing and restricting the opportunity to vote.
Okay, first of all, it's ridiculous, and he could not, if he were on the other side of the microphone with me right now, I'd ask him, where are the Republicans reducing or restricting the opportunity to vote? I mean, this charge has been repeated so often, so frequently, and so groundlessly that somehow what the Republicans are trying to do in states like Texas and in Florida and in Georgia, what they're trying to do is to cut off people's right to vote. This at a time when basically we're talking about the kind of circumstances that obtained when Democrats got record turnouts of some of the demographic groups that they're talking about. But there's another problem. There's another problem here, which is that one that's pointed out by Charles C.W. Cook over at National Review. He says it's an odd time for Durbin to make this particular case, and consider instead how deeply weird it is that the social appropriateness of comments such as Durbin's seem to depend entirely upon the political worldview of the speaker. When made triumphantly by figures such as Dick Durbin, or in books such as The Emerging Democratic Majority, which came out about 15 years ago, the claim that demographics will destroy the GOP, all we need to do is wait, is held to be fine. When it is made in anger by figures who don't like Dick Durbin and who don't want it to be true, it's called a racist conspiracy theory. In other words, what he's saying is, what Dick Durbin is saying is that people who are black, people who are Latino, people who are Asian, who, by the way, there's a new study that shows that Asian people played a spectacularly large role in the 2020 election. But one of the things that's true in the 2020 election is that Donald Trump actually increased his vote with among Asian people. He increased his vote dramatically, particularly among Hispanic people, Hispanic men, and black men. And this idea that the assumption is that simply the color of someone's skin makes someone an automatic, somehow genetic Democrat, would be a racist assumption, wouldn't it? If that were made somehow by a Republican. But for Dick Durbin, it's fine. I think that's an important question that is being asked here by C.W. Cook, Charles C.W. Cook. We also have today, of course, the great triumph of A Few Minutes in Space by Jeff Bezos. And Robert Reich, the former Labor Secretary, Clinton aide, tweeted, "No one needs Bezos to launch rockets into outer space. We need him to pay his fair share of taxes so people can thrive here on Earth." I mean, it's kind of an achievement, and apparently he is already, probably will be paying taxes on some of the $100 million that is already booked in terms of tickets on the Blue Origin mission into space. Here is what Jeff Bezos, the world's richest human, said after he landed safely back on Earth. This is clip 12.
And then I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer, because you guys paid for all of this. So seriously, for every Amazon customer out there and every Amazon employee, thank you from the bottom of my heart very much.
Okay, well, that's gracious. I'm sure they would want to say you're welcome. Jen Psaki, in her press briefing today, had this to say about the Bezos mission. Listen.
We're wondering if there is any thought being given to using private companies by NASA more and more to reduce the cost of space missions for the U.S. taxpayer. Had there been any discussions on that?
Well, first I would say the United States is the first country to have private companies taking private passengers to space. This is a moment of American exceptionalism. That's how we see it. It will be the ingenuity of all of our commercial partners to help us continue advancing to the next stage of our nation's space exploration. And investments in space create jobs, can improve life here on Earth through climate monitoring and medical advancements, just to name a few. So NASA is excited to see these achievements. Our charter requires that NASA's charter requires that agencies seek and encourage to the maximum extent possible the fullest commercial use of space. So we certainly support these endeavors. Wally Funk is now on my list of people that I would most like to meet in the country. She's America's new sweetheart.
That's the 82-year-old one-time female astronaut trainee who actually was taken up by Jeff Bezos. He said while he was waiting with his crewmates for the flight to launch, "What we're doing is the first step of something big, and I know what that feels like. I did it 3 decades ago." Actually, this is what Wally Funk said. "I did it 3 decades ago, nearly 3 decades ago, with Amazon." Actually, it is Jeff Bezos who said it. "Big things start small, but you can tell when you're onto something, and this is important." And this is important. It could be a first. I actually agree with Bill de Blasio on something. This is this is clip number 11. Listen.
"Not being any more Cherry Garcia for a while, that's sad to me. That's sad to me. I don't know them well, but I've met them over the years, and I think they're good people. Literally, Ben and Jerry, I think they're good people with good values, but this is a mistake. They shouldn't do this. BDS is a movement that will undermine peace in the Middle East. It's as simple as that. You cannot have peace if you undermine the economic reality and create division. I just believe it's absolutely the wrong approach, and I don't think Ben and Jerry should be doing that. I think they should. They've been involved, and they've done a lot of good in the world, but they should stand back from this. Because really what we need, and for the first time, as interesting as the Israeli government is, it at least is a different government, and the potential for a different path forward exists now, but not if the economy doesn't work.
Okay,
the path to peace is going to have to involve economic justice for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
Okay, this is Bill de Blasio speaking about the Ben and Jerry's announcement that they are going to be joining the BDS movement, boycott, divest, and sanction, to the extent of halting any ice cream shipments of any kind to what they call Palestinian occupied territories, which of course is all nonsense. And let me say, by the way, and I invite everybody to join me with this, get other ice cream. I mean, all the other ice cream companies. Ben and Jerry's is definitely off my ice cream list, and it ought to be off yours. Next time, more important material, even more important than ice cream, and this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
"Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list."
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.